you don't want your POP address to be your the email that you actually download. You don't want that to ever be publicized. Okay? So it's not going to appear on your from. It's not going to ever be published. You're never going to have to give it out to anyone. Okay?
Okay.
It's perfectly private to you. It's transparent to the outside world. Okay? It's the one that you are going to protect. You'll probably pick an address that you'll work from. Alright? So I might use, TomOlson@savemyemail.org. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But you can't be married to that address.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. And because, like I said, there's always the chance that somebody's going to, come along and there's going to be a virus that, sends 100 emails from my address and all of a sudden, I'm listed on among a list of spam addresses and suddenly that information is being recycled. So now there's TomOlson@savemyemail.org all over the place. Okay?
Yeah.
Once an address is compromised, there really isn't anything else that you can do about it, okay?
Okay.
Other than to turn off the mail coming through there.
Okay.
All right. Now, I've been on the internet since 96, I think, and 9 years, and I've probably had to change my email address maybe 4 times. I'm talking about my personal email address, the one that I use for friends and for signing up for all kinds of freebies and giveaways and services, and that I have my PayPal and my eBay and my Amazon with. I probably changed that 4 times. The last time was in was 3 years ago when I started figuring this out, and since then, I have not had my personal address compromised. And I'll tell you in the ebook all the methods that I've used to help keep that private as well, because it's good information to know. But
okay.
if for some reason my primary personal address were compromised today,
mm-hmm.
it would be a breeze for me to change. All I have to do is send one email to my friends and never worry about it again. Okay? And I'll tell you exactly why when you read the book that I've written.
Okay.
But I want to get back to the disposable addresses. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I go to sign up for this service. It's ShadyGiveaway.com. Okay.
Yeah.
And it says we're going to give you a big screen TV if you sign up for our service for our our free newsletter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. I want the big screen TV. So I type in shadygiveaway@savemyemail.org. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you know? 3 days later, I'm getting spam. All right?
Yeah.
It takes me about 30 seconds to go in and remove that address and set that address to forward to the trash.
Okay.
All right? Now, that's a whole lot better than never knowing where my who sold my address, how to get off of it,
right.
Having to go back through all my services, my bank, and who knows who else I've signed up with over the years, and change all my addresses, going to all of their login screens. I don't. That would probably take me, maybe a day and a half just to figure all of those out right now.
Yeah.
So, I've cut that process down to 30 seconds. Now I can tell you, I know exactly how many providers I've signed up with that have compromised my email address.
Wow.
3 years. And I know them all by name.
And how many would that be in 3 years?
37.
Wow.
37 addresses that I've set up that have been sold to spam lists, or have just emailed me to the point where it was faster to do it my 30-second way than it is to go through their unsubscribe process.
Wow. So are you setting up a throwaway email address for every single offer you sign up for, or do you do one throwaway email address and then sign up for several offers using that email address?
I set up a different throwaway address for each offer that I sign up for.
Okay.
And I usually just do it by the domain name, because whoever's, you know, collecting the information, I would hold responsible for it.
Right.
So I may end up using, you know, if there's an offer from MrFire.com, mm-hmm. and even though I've already signed up there before, you know, I can use that same address again. I can put MrFire.com. But most of the time, if it's a different domain, I'm putting in a different address. The other great thing about this, about that method, is you don't have to be at the computer to set one up. Okay, I've been in those situations where I'm, you know, out on the town or, you know, out somewhere, and there's a form to fill out to get something, and they ask you for your email address. You're not going to have the opportunity to, you know, to go to any of these trash mail or disposable address sites and set up an address there.
Okay.
Because you don't have a computer in front of you. You need to fill out the form right away.
Uh-huh.
And so you just write it. And it's so simple. I can't imagine how different my life would be if I actually saw all the spam that I know is sent to me. And I know it's sent to me because, just out of curiosity, and because I figured I'd be doing something like this eventually,
uh-huh.
I don't have it set to delete everything. I just have it forwarded to a separate account, and I can look through it. And I actually got 128 spam messages yesterday. I get roughly one, like, every 15 or 30 minutes or something. It's ridiculous. And there's no way that a content filter could know that.
Sure.
I can't stand the thought of a false positive. It bothers me when I used to use these free email providers, and you can't even turn off the spam filter. It does it for you automatically. It's like, I don't have control of my email. Who is this doing this for me? You know, I'd have friends who would send me something, and because it was about marketing, or it was about, you know, this or that, or it was a forwarded message with a particular title, then it either never reached me, or it went to my junk mail folder, where if I didn't read it in 7 days, it was going to be deleted for me.
Right.
What kind of a service is that, you know? And I love email. I really do. I absolutely love that I can keep in touch with people and put information down when I'm at my computer so effortlessly, and it's so quick and it's free. But I couldn't stand that. Just, you know, how many spammers are there in the world? You know, like, actual spammers?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably only maybe, something like 1,000 people who actually do this,
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that they can take this amazing, amazing method of communication and just ruin it. It really gets me on a personal level. You know, I feel like I'm a crusader for this communication method.
Yeah.
And that's why I decided to take this information and make it free and encourage people to distribute it. And I'm not looking to profit from this. You know, I want a million people out there to start using this method and laugh when they see that they don't get any spam anymore, but they never have to worry about any false positives.
So where do we go to get this ebook?
It's savemyemail.org.
Okay.
And well, depending on when you're listening to this, the sales copy and all that, you know, might still be, you know, under construction, or it might be changing things, but the information is available right now, and that's what's really key, is You need to know how to do this, and you need to know exactly what the dangers are. You know, there's five ways that spammers get a hold of your address, and you need to know what they all are before you waste your own time by doing something that's unnecessary.
Okay.
All right. And it's also full of free resources. I'm a freebie seeker at heart. So I've loaded it with all the free services and told you exactly how to use them to your advantage. And I really hope that people like it and appreciate it and find value in it, because I certainly have, and I really believe that this can be a revolution.
That sounds like definitely a big time saver.
Yes. And I tell you in the book exactly how you can get the same results for free. I love having my own domain names. It's fabulous for me. But there is a free provider who will also allow you to have a comparable service that works the way that I explain it for free.
Okay. Excellent.
And that's the great thing. You know? And then you don't have to install any software on your own computer. You don't have to use a particular server. There's nothing that could prevent anyone who has their own domain name from setting this up on their own too. There's a million ways to take advantage of this method, and I've tried to distill the information down to the resources that I know will work for anyone who's interested. But it's an open project, and I'm willing to hear people's ideas and work with you if you're interested, and do whatever it takes to get those 1,000 people just crying. I want to make them cry, and I want to make you laugh. That's about the simplest I can put it. I'll do that for free.
And for free. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, let's just wrap it up with your predictions. Where do you see the internet marketing industry going within the next 5 years, 5 to 10 years?
The internet marketing industry in the next 5 years. I really don't think marketing itself has changed that much. There are trends. You know, I don't even really remember off the top of my head what trends there were a year and a half ago when I was reading email. I could probably go back through it and say, oh, you know what, yeah, this is when Corey Rudel and everybody was, and Frank Kern were all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's still going to come down to selling the information on how to market. And that really isn't going to change. We'll probably, you know, rehash ideas, either, you know, it'll be everybody needs public domain, or everybody needs, you know, this kind of website, or there's probably going to be a big push for integrated website characters, you know, that when you go there, they're going to explain the website and the product to you, and it's going to be more personal, and or virtual reality selling. That's great. It sounds like fun. It might be a more creative approach to internet marketing, but I really believe whatever is the most efficient way to get your information into somebody's head is the one that will win out and the one that I would like to be using. So I still think, for the most part, the written word is the most efficient way to get information out to people using the internet the way it is right now. I really don't understand why everybody wants to spend more bandwidth, which is more money, trying to build words into something that's bigger than a word. You know, and a picture is worth 1,000 words, but sometimes a 1,000 words is more easily distributed than that picture. follow what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
So, you know, there are some other predictions, though. I like to think of myself as a armchair futurist.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to the internet, what you're talking about, the real advantage, or the two advantages of the internet, are it allows people to align themselves without geographic, or for the most part, class boundaries. Language has still been a barrier. It seems that English is sort of dominating. That's not something I'm proud of, but it seems to be happening that way. But communities who align themselves based on valuable information and similar interests will always be an important part of the internet. The other thing is, on a global scale, it's automation. It's the next phase of robots. You know, when we first had the assembly line was replaced by the robotic assembly line, and instead of people, you know, screwing nuts to bolts, they were fixing the machines that screw nuts to bolts. It made people really worried, and it still makes a lot of people really worried because people are afraid of change. But the more that our society is roboticized, the more we have the opportunity to do other things with our time, energy, and effort. The funny thing is, when you look at what kind of tasks are roboticized, it's not the things that people love to do.
No.
You know? Like, you don't see people going out there and building robots to sunbathe in Tahiti.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I've never seen that, and I doubt that I will in my lifetime. They may build robots to help serve you hamburgers, and that's fine. You know, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are plenty of other things that people can be doing, but you have to be creative. So we're going to see a real big push for a new take, a niche take on a classic service. I know everybody says niche, and it's one of those things that looks like a fad at first, but it's not going away. The niche is what's important. The niche really is what's important. But what's important about the niche is finding new efficiencies through it.
And which niche are we talking about?
Any niche. What would make a niche valuable to you as a marketer is that something about the way that those people use a product or do business would make it more efficient for you to tailor your business to them.
Okay, yeah.
You know? Whether it's in the marketing process, like it's the example that we talked about with the health patches.
Mm-hmm.
It's more efficient to give somebody information that's relevant to the topic that they're interested in, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes sense to develop a niche that markets to a particular group of people, that gives them the information that pertains directly to them without having to make their brain take those steps, and without having the risk of them not reading it because they don't think that they're interested.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. The other thing might actually be more effective in the cost of the service. Like when you deal with insurance, you know, different insurance companies specialize in different types of drivers. You may find that the company that you sign up for specializes in low risk drivers, whereas other people specialize in high risk drivers, simply because their economies of scale, and one company is better at hiring lawyers and dealing with all the litigation, the other one is better at having excellent customer service and collecting paychecks or, you know, billing. And that's a major niche, but you may find them more specific as you get into your business. I'm curious to find new niches in email to find out whether there is someone out there who really uses their email in a different way, something that they don't think that my method would work. And I'd love to hear from you because, I hate spam and I hate spammers, and I'll put my own effort into trying to figure it out for you. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
This has just been absolutely fantastic and educational. And if we want to reach you, then how do we go about reaching you other than savemyemail.org and advertisingtom.com? How would we go about reaching you?
You know, there's a contact form on there, and that's fine. But for your subscribers only, I'm going to give you two email addresses. Okay.
Yeah.
One is I'm going to be releasing a product at some point, which is going to be information about everything that I learned from the greatest salesperson of the modern age. And I'll let you figure that out on your own. But I have a book that is in its draft stage.
Okay.
On how to build the world's largest selling empire.
Okay.
That will survive indefinitely. That will survive forever.
When is this book being released?
I don't know yet. And that's where your listeners come in.
Okay.
If you send an email to Empire, that's E-M as in Mary, P as in Paul, I-R-E, at advertisingtom.com, I'll notify you once I have a working, a publishable draft, and I'll probably be looking for, people to give testimonials or feedback or reviews, even criticism. So I don't know. I may be giving it out for free, or I might be charging a reduced rate for that. But I think that people who are on this call and are listening to this information already have something to offer because you have a vested interest in it and you're willing to invest your time in it, and that's valuable to me. So I'll make that offer to you, and I really don't know when that information is going to come out. It really depends on my schedule, but I'd like to make that offer to your listeners. So that's Empire at advertisingtom.com. The other one, and this is my, for now, this is my personal email address. If you have something else that you would like to email me, you can use workaholic@advertisingtom.com.
Appropriate title.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that's a little irony there, but
that's true.
It's more that I love what I do.
Yeah, anyway. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. Well, that's super. I want to thank you again, Tom, for your time.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Tom Olson from advertisingtom.com as well as savemyemail.org and myself, Terry Telford, from thebusinessprofessional.com. Thanks very much for your time.